Years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TALK. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week presented by Bath Fitters. Get the tub or shower you deserve with no gimmicks, just real savings. Check them out at bathfitterlittlerock.com.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, excellent.
Yep.
And nobody can hang with my stuff. You know, I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. You ain't first, you're last.
Oh, my gosh. It was on this day 20 years ago, Talladega Nights came out, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
20?
I know. Isn't that crazy?
We were 42 years old. That's crazy talk.
I'm telling you.
He just is because he's self-deprecating,
yeah,
that when
just,
he takes
so many
his shirt
lines.
Off, does all those
so many
things.
Great lines. Tom Cruise, is it Tom? Help me, Tom Cruise.
Help me, Tom Cruise. Help me, Oprah Winfrey.
He's on fire. He goes, he said, "Don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby." And then he said, "You're not." He said, "What did he say? You're not paralyzed." He goes, "Don't put that knife in your. Let's check in with our buddy John
Day. Let's get old Johnny D in here if we got him here, man. Let's see, where is that boy?
Eminem,
Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon,
yes,
who does it his way with
his
no
way.
Apologies.
Icon.
Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnielle and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has.
Come on.
Check him out at HondaOfRussellville.com.
That's
now,
a fact.
Stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
When the lady finds said a lot of pounds, hit it hard.
Yeah. Not getting that open on serious satellite. Good morning, JD. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi,
how
Johnny.
Y'all doing?
Good. Yeah, where are you at? Where are you at today? Are we hot? Do we sound like we're a little hotter?
No.
I'm in Nashville, Old Hickory Country Club. Did an outing yesterday. And speaking of Talladega Nights, one of my best friends is Baby Jesus, Grayson Russell.
Oh, I'll be darned. I think you've mentioned that before. Yeah. It's my world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right.
They had a party, I think. I didn't know. I can't remember if it's tonight or tomorrow. I just can't make it. I was hoping I could make it. But what a movie, huh?
Oh my gosh. So many iconic lines that we play all the time on this show.
Now the older boy has gone. It has died. Yes?
I don't know.
What movie?
Talladega Nights. Isn't the oldest of the two sons of Ricky's two
is
boys?
I thought he committed murder or something.
Is the young one? Is he the one that says, "I'll jump on you, I'll beat you, you're like a
spider monkey"? Yeah.
I did want to bring up John over the weekend. Of course, you were a freshman when I was a senior, but we were up there the same time, and you grew up in Arkansas, and so wanted to see what you thought about Billy Ray Smith Jr. And obviously, you're a legendary Razorback too, but boy, he certainly was for a lot of young guys growing up in Arkansas.
He was one of the best players we ever had. I mean, you know, what a great career he had. I didn't know anything was going on with him, man. Nobody seemed to talk about it, but he's a legend.
Yeah.
He's a legend in Arkansas, had a hell of an NFL career, and he was an awesome guy, man.
Yeah,
he was a great guy.
Funny dude. He went out and he did. He had a really good, he had a really solid NFL career. Everybody in San Diego knows him. He was a sort of a legendary Charger. He didn't have the same kind of level of success in the NFL as he did in college. But then after he gets through, he turns out to be a really big-time broadcaster out there on the West Coast, marries the anchor of that local ABC affiliate and does radio, and really sharp guy. I remember him JD being really just a funny guy, and I was really honored to share the huddle with him as a young player. and just an unblockable guy, but really one of the greats. When you look at one of the greats, he's in the College Football Hall of Fame. He's one of the great Razorbacks. His dad was, too. His dad was a great Razorback. And so, man, I tell you, you know, Roger and I were talking, you know, and Rick brought it up, how many Razorbacks we've lost this year, you know. And I forgot about it, Orlando.
Waters.
I forgot he had passed. Yeah, and then you obviously have these older school guys like Jim Lindsay and Burnett and others. But, yeah, it's sort of our mortality, J.D., man. We look around and all of a sudden we're all passing on. And, yeah, the Billy Ray deal, I'd heard he had been struggling the last couple of years. He's got family here in Little Rock. And, yeah, that's a tough thing to be at that age, J.D., and to struggle. You just struggle with dementia. Yeah. Have you had a chance to keep up with what's going on down in the Bahamas and Coach Cal and the Razorback team? Not much of a challenge for these guys. They'll win by 40 or 50 again today.
Oh, it's great. I mean, you know, I'm glad they're doing this because these kids, you know, it's a brand new team again.
Yeah, I mean, you bet.
Number one recruiting class, I heard, but it's a brand new team. So These kids, as long as they can get to play a bunch of I know they're going to practice their butts off, but to be able to play some games before the season like this is going to be really good for them.
Yeah, they had John Walls yesterday, and, you know, how cool is it for Cal to be able to just roll out all these former NBA greats and let them talk to the team, and they know all the players. And we definitely have some talented young guys. You just got to play, and we're going to get plenty of opportunity. And I'm going to tell you, basketball players now, you know, and you golfers get to take all these nice trips and – crap, the football team's got to...
Well, golf courses are usually in nice
I know,
area,
that's what
right?
I'm saying.
You got it stuck there, right?
Yeah, it's... and of course, John, football practice starts Wednesday. So we're back in action. You've got the NFL Hall of Fame game Thursday night. The Hall of Fame induction is Saturday night. You got Vinatieri going in. You got Drew Brees going in. And have you been to Canton, by the way, to be up there at the Hall of Fame to see that at all?
I've driven through there a million times. I just never stopped to look at it. I need to stop.
JD, you got to do that. The greatest part of that, and Roger's been there too, is the Hall of Busts, all the busts. And it's almost like going in Disney World where you see you expect the bust to start talking.
Yep.
I went in there when it was not very crowded, and you want to find people that you recognize.
Sure.
I will say this.
To see if you recognize.
That's right. That's right. I will tease this. There will be more than one gold jacket coming to the Little Rock Touchdown Club this fall. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I try to try to bring in. I think we've had 20. It will be 25 NFL Hall of Famers. We've had 11 Heisman Trophy winners, and there might be a Heisman Trophy winner coming in this year. I'm just saying we make the announcement.
There you go.
We make the announcement for that. That next week. And
any ladies coming?
This year we have no ladies.
No ladies, okay.
Obviously, one of the all-time greats was John Gruden, and John helped arrange that. John, what does the rest of your summer and fall look like? Are you going to try to make any of the football games this fall, and what's the scoop?
Yeah, I think I'm going to try and make the Georgia game. I think that's what the end of third week of September, I think.
Yeah,
we're at home there.
Yeah, that's that 11 o'clock kick after playing the late game at
Utah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
One story we mentioned earlier today, I want to see if you saw it. Did you see what the Zach Brown band did at Fenway Park last night or the night before last?
I did not see it, no.
So he sold out. I don't know. Have you been around Zach Brown very much? Have you had him at any of your events?
Oh, yeah. He played up at... At the Dick's Open for the Endicott, New York, a few years ago, and I got to meet him. What a great guy!
It's almost like who has John not met? He's like, you've met almost everybody on the planet. But so last night I thought this was great. So he sold out 15 straight concerts at Fenway over the last 10 years. So he gets up there.
Wow.
I don't know what part of the concert he does. He goes, "Hey, I just want to let everybody know how much we appreciate you supporting us every time we come to Fenway to show our appreciation." Everybody in the ballpark is going to get a cruise, a cruise for two, on the Margarita at Sea's new beachcomber ship. 37,000 fans are going to get a cruise, and now of course the reason why, JD, he's got a deal with that cruise line, and it's a $40 million value. So of course that I'm sure it's a new cruise ship, and so that company's going, okay, how can we leverage out to get some free pub out of this? will absorb that one time, and it'll get stories like they're talking about in Arkansas. They'll look, people will look it up. But how cool is that? How cool of a gesture is that?
That is awesome.
Do you
that
know him,
really
John?
Cool. I'm not much.
Yeah.
You said
I'm sorry.
I actually in Akron one year, he was performing there. We were doing a charity event before the Champions Tour event. It's that Tuesday, and from the high school, they have a really good high school team, golf team in Akron. And I hit a ball over Interstate 76 and hit his trailer when he was getting ready to perform.
Well, I was looking something up when I asked you that. I apologize. Okay. So my question would be then for you to go ahead and hook up with him and get some good boy on those cruise ships.
It's a combo.
That'd be cool.
I do want to thank, of course, to have John on every week. You know, can't do it without great sponsors like Honda of Russellville, the number one Honda power sports dealer in the state, number three largest in the United States. You know, you were talking about hitting something with a drive. Do you remember, now, Roger, you probably don't remember this, but J.D., back in when Jennings Osborne was alive, we did a fundraiser for Danny Nutt, who was going through that brain situation. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yeah.
He was having a serious brain bleed kind of deal. So we did a fundraiser at War Memorial Stadium, and you came out. Mike Huckabee was the governor at that time. He came out. Charper Ward and his family and Jennings was there. But do you remember what you did with the golf club? You remember what you did?
I have no idea.
Did I hit it
out of the stadium?
No, we were outside the parking lot, but you turned around and you hit it over the stadium into the zoo. And so I've got picked, and then I think you did it off the top of a beer can, I think, number two. So it made me think of all your famous shots, crazy shots that you've done. What are maybe the top couple ones that you've done anywhere in the world, anywhere at night, anywhere? What are the two or three that you remember that are the craziest?
The one that has to stand out would be Peter Jacobson's event where me and Fuzzy were partners, and Peter told me to hit one backwards, and literally it was pretty high. It was literally, the fans were only like 10 feet in front of me. But it went up. He says, I hit it backwards. I hit a driver over all of them. The guy was holding his hands up, went like a field goal. And about a day later, we're playing the tournament. And the guy says, man, I'm so proud. I'm never, ever going to replace my windshield.
Yeah, I was about to say, you never, you know, and I think we were trying to see if we could hear where it would land. And that's the thing. That's the only time you've ever had somebody come up and say, hey, you broke my windshield or whatever.
No, I hit one out of Steve Ford's mouth here in Nashville one year at Losers, and it's when these apartments were here, and I hit a guy's window, and he came out. He says, hey, man, I can't believe you did this, but I don't know if I'm going to get this window fixed either. Here's your golf ball back.
Well, that's classic. Well, the other one I'd have to ask is that, Roger, you've seen him do this, the bit where he puts the tee in the mouth of a person, or puts it in the butt of a girl, sticking out butt of a girl.
Hey,
have you ever had a malfunction or a slight miss with a tee in the mouth or a tee in the butt?
No, I tell them they got to really hold it tight, because if they don't, if it's a bit loose. So I was doing it at Troubadour one time, peered it right off the guy's mouth, but the tee slipped and cut his lip a little bit.
Oh,
he was
boy.
Just laughing about it.
He was
a veteran, but it wasn't my fault. It was his. You got to hold that tee really tight. And the best thing is, once they close their eyes, they already hit it, so they don't even know what happened. So it's not. Nah,
and how many times do you think you've done that in your career over the last 30, 40 years? What do you think?
Say about 20, 25 times.
Okay.
It's not a lot.
All right. Well, we just seen it repeated.
You know,
You
know, it's like they say, do not try this at home. So if you're not a good golfer, please don't do it. Because
No.
One guy was trying to hit it out of a girl's, you know, off her butt and hit her hip and broke her hip. So,
not good. Well, yeah.
Yes. You got to be someone really good at golf to be able to get that timing down.
That's right. Only trained professional.
Not a chance.
Well, JD, have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. We'll know, obviously, the Razorbacks will win today. They play at 11 o'clock. Also, we'll be able to – I'm going to try to get up and watch a practice or two. So maybe next week when we talk, I'll have a pretty good feel. But, yeah, it's here. Football's here, baby. Time to go. And always great to have you on Tuesdays.
Thanks, Johnny.
I love you guys. Go Hogs. And
I am
so excited for football. I'm ready for football.
All right, JD. Love you, buddy. Go
See
Hogs.
You,
all right, thanks again to Honda of Russellville for their sponsorship. Appreciate them. As I mentioned earlier, you can check him out online at hondaofrussellville.com. We'll take a break if you want to be a part of the show. 661-1037 is the number.
You know who this is? This is what I was looking up when I asked John if he knew Zach Brown.